This is a Gulf Stories moment made possible by StoryLab at the University of West Florida Innovation Institute.
Hello, everyone, from the University of West Florida's Innovation Institute. I'm Christian Garman. Today I'll be talking with UWF Distinguished University Professor Dr. Bill Huth about the lionfish invasion, specifically how food trucks may be able to help. Dr. Huth, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you, Christian?
I am quite well. You and I have spoken about the food truck plan that you have, but for the listeners who maybe don't know, tell us what you're thinking.
Well, you know, the lionfish is a big problem in the Gulf of Mexico and throughout the Caribbean. You know, it's one of the ways to control it is human consumption. You know, so you've got to get it into the marketplace. And to do that, you have to develop a supply chain, and then you have to measure consumer willingness to pay, you know, to support that supply chain. And so we've been doing research on all those fronts. And one idea that we came up with was a food truck that would actually be an experimental lab environment, you know, that students could engage in terms of all the business prospects associated with it, you know, and it would then also serve as a vehicle, you know, to promote, you know, mm-hmm. lionfish consumption.
Educate.
Yeah, indeed.
It seems like such a great plan, although I'm sure like any other great plan, it's had its hiccups, it's had its obstacles. Seems like just funding it alone must be tremendously difficult.
Yeah, funding has been the issue so far. We've tried to work a relationship with Chartwells here at the university. They have a food truck, you know, and so we wanted to try to adapt that. And that's still in progress a bit. But we'd prefer to purchase our own truck, you know, and design it specifically. Actually, a fleet of trucks would be best, you know,
yeah.
to be able to take it all over Florida to seafood festivals and places to promote lionfish consumption.
And at one point, you and I talked about with regard to funding that you were even thinking or trying to get Kickstarter.
Yeah, we're
involved.
Thinking we're still in the process of working a plan for that up. We've been hoping to basically garner some university funds. Mm-hmm. You know, just like a faculty member comes in that's in the sciences, the university funds their lab. And so we'd sort of like to get a lab funded in the social sciences for us to work with.
And that makes a lot of sense, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a moving lab. And as you said, it could move across the entire state, serving up some great food and educating folks on the issue. Now, we've talked about it specifically with lionfish. I know that was sort of what propelled this. I guess it wouldn't have to be lionfish specific, though, would it?
We'd be talking about doing all sorts of seafood products, anything that's invasive, and even products that are, you know, currently in the market, oysters, for example. You know, there's been issues associated with Gulf oysters over the last few years from the Food and Drug Administration and California. You know, in terms of, you know, during the warm months of the year, there's a bacteria, Vibrio vulnificus, that basically can get in oysters and make it unsafe for people at risk with health issues to consume them.
Well, it's always interesting to come up with something that you hope maybe nobody else has thought of or nobody else, you know, is doing. Is this the food truck idea something?
I've never seen a food truck used in a university environment as a business model for student education and also faculty research as well as outreach activities. You know, it's sort of a win-win.
Win-win-win-win-win,
yes.
It seems like. Yeah, I mean, the fact that you've never seen it, to me, that alone kind of moves it, you know, up the list in terms of things that should be pursued. You guys, I'm sure, are using that to your great advantage, that this is thinking differently.
There are schools that do put, you know, it's a food environment, you know, in a food court and let
sure.
the students run
mm-hmm,
that.
Sure.
But nobody with a truck.
With a truck.
Yeah.
Dr. Bill Huth, as I've told you before, I love the plan and I hope you guys are able to make it happen. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Chris.
For more Gulf Stories, visit uwf.edu/gulfstories.